From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and by Morrison Brown Argies and Ferris, certified public accountants and advisors.
Well, here we have a little setting that's designed, I think, to be a reflection of how we want to taste rum. We have a
If you died and went to rum heaven, you'd eventually find your way to Rob Burr's patio deck in Coral Gables. From the waterfall pond to the tiki bar, it sets the perfect mood for Burr's favorite spirit. Rum is a family passion for Rob Burr, his wife Robin, and their son Rob Jr., who constitute one of the most expert teams of rum aficionados in South Florida.
I guess there's probably 1,000 or 1,200 rums sitting around here.
The Burrs pour their tasting notes into Rob's rum guide.
The perception of rum is wrong. It was perceived as ordinary when, in fact, it's fascinating.
Fascinating enough to draw more than 12,000 visitors to the annual Miami Rum Fest, which the Burrs will host this weekend at the Airport Doubletree Hotel. But don't let the name Rum Fest fool you. This isn't a Bacchanal for spring breakers. This is rum for grown-ups, for people who know that most aged rums these days are distilled as masterfully as the finest cognacs and single malt scotches.
We would call it a renaissance.
There's hardly a Caribbean country or island today that doesn't produce a high-end rum. The kind to drink neat, not with Coke, and whose prices can range from $25 to $250 a bottle. There's Santa Teresa 1796 from Venezuela, Matusalem from the Dominican Republic, Biel Rhum Vieux from a speck on the map called Marie Galante. Many rum master blenders are now industry rock stars. Lorena Vasquez blends one of the most acclaimed rums, Zacapa, in Guatemala.
These rums have become some of the Caribbean's most prized ambassadors. They're a marvelous reflection of our culture.
But if this is about a revolution in the spirits industry, it's also about the bond between the Caribbean and South Florida. Very little rum is actually made in Miami. Still, as the Rum Fest suggests, rum reputations are. Miami is now rum's premier showcase.
It's almost a natural for Miami and South Florida to be the mecca of rums. It's always been a depot for the Caribbean.
Joel Garcia is the bar manager at Hortanique, a Caribbean restaurant in Coral Gables. He serves more than 80 fine rums. One of his favorites?
Pirat from the British West Indies. You want to try something that will blow you away in a snifter?
Sales for premium rum still trail cognac and scotch, but they're rising every year. And that's partly because rum carries a younger, hipper cachet than the other spirits. That may help explain why Bacardi, from Puerto Rico, finally released its own line of premium aged rums last year. Toby Whitmoyer is vice president of rum for Bacardi USA in Coral Gables.
This really for us was a critical move to share with the world what we believe rum can truly be.
Spend a tasting session with the Burr family and you do realize how rich and complex rum's character can be.
There's already a big, dark, dried fruit rum.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of dried fruit. I get like
dried
like
fruit, hints of pineapple and vanilla, cola notes, balsamic-y wood, all the flavors of the Caribbean, and for Robin, all the colors.
This particular rum is very golden brown. That is very appealing to me.
Vasquez of Zacapa points out that rum is a product not just of sugarcane, but of the soil, climate, and faster aging processes involved in the tropics.
To achieve those special aromas and flavors, we're as careful as cognac makers are.
Ironically, many argue rum's real renaissance started 150 years ago in Haiti, when French cognac maker Dupré Barbancourt emigrated there and helped refine the way rum was made. Hence one of Rob Burr Jr.'s favorite new bottles.
This is a special anniversary, 150-year anniversary of rum Barbancourt. This is actually closer to cognac.
Rum as the new cognac. Vive la différence. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and Morrison Brown Argies and Ferris, certified public accountants and advisors.